we've just indicated that we're reserving our position in respect of perhaps calling a recount at the very conclusion of the process. And it will depend on the margin, but we haven't made a determination yet as to what
margin. In your
margin.
Experience, and I'm not going to hold you to this, in your experience, would the margin need to be within 24, for instance, or even a dozen off?
No, I think a larger margin than that would still be recount territory, and you know it's feasible. There was a small number of discrepancies picked out over the process of the last couple of hours of rechecking just those two candidates. Yes. So it is possible that there would be other
because it wouldn't be about the final result. Effectively, it would be about this three, and it's very likely that you could account for those three if we started the process once again.
Well, in fairness, we've had a full recheck and a full recount of those two candidates to try and close that gap of three, and it hasn't been closed. So I'm not sure if a further recount would change that.
But a full further recount, sorry.
Yeah, I'm not really sure that would change that much, because as I say, we fully checked the votes that were allocated to both those candidates, and we've fully recounted them once. I think at this stage we're focused on what the eventual outcome of the count is, and where that last seat is going, and it's when we see that following this distribution, and we'll probably then have a distribution of Pearce Doherty's surplus after this count. We'll see where we stand then.
And of course, Deputy McLaughlin's already told us if it were in his gift, he probably would have just, you know, let it go without even going as far as we have in terms of rechecking. But this is a party issue. It's an organisation issue. Yeah. It's a supporters issue. And it's not just a case of you know, you have to.
Absolutely. Well, Dáil seats are very hard to come by. So, you know, you certainly would do all in your power to try and hold on to one in a situation like this. And as I said to you, it's been to you last night or early this morning when we talked. We felt that the issue of the order of elimination was going to be crucial. We've rechecked, we've recounted over the last couple of hours. It hasn't changed that situation. So
just recap for me, Kieran, because I'm conscious that maybe in my questioning I've convoluted it when you were making it quite simple. What would the grounds be for a recount then, if you made a determination that the margin was narrow enough?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, I think if the margin was narrow enough, given how complex the count has been, given the amount of candidates and given the amount of counts, I think, you know, a recount would be justified on the basis of just assessing whether there were any discrepancies that might affect the eventual outcome of the result. I mean, I saw this morning in Dublin Southwest, a Fine Gael candidate had sought a recount in a situation where she lost a seat by 152 votes. And that's also a five-seat constituency. So, you know, certainly in big five-seat constituencies with many, many candidates, you know, there can be mistakes. But at this stage, we reserve our position in respect of the possibility of calling a recount, just determining to see how these next few counts go and where we sit at the conclusion.